Deer infected with CWD are now found in several counties in southern Wisconsin and a few counties in northern Illinois. DNR staff took a new Wisconsin CWD management plan to the DNR board yesterday, but the board voted to set up a subcommittee that will organize a peer review of the DNR's proposal. Board member Jonathan Ela proposed the delay.
I just had a disquieting feeling that I didn't have enough information anyway to know what would really be necessary to significantly affect the course of the disease. I read some things from people outside of the DNR that raised some questions in my mind, and I just think the board will be in a much better position when we've heard from those people in a more formal way.
Ela says he's not sure the DNR proposal would have been able to significantly reduce the size of the deer herd in certain areas. During yesterday's DNR board meeting, DNR Secretary Matt Frank warned about the potential cost of adding many more sharpshooters to kill infected deer. Afterwards, Frank said sharpshooting alone won't be enough.
One of the challenges of dealing with CWD is that this is at a landscape level now. This is not in a small, confined area. And even something like sharpshooting is, there's no silver bullet here, to borrow a metaphor.
But Frank says he's fine with the new CWD management plan being delayed. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.